A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bava Basra Mem Aleph, Bava Basra 41a, pagination is 81, starting from the new Mishnah, beginning on the third line. Kol chazoka she'ini mataino. Any time that you have a chazoka, that means that a person is there for 3 years on the property and now claims that it should be his because he's been here 3 years and no one has complained. But eini mataino, he has no claim as to why he's entitled to it other than no one argued. Eina chazaka, that's not considered a chazaka. Ketzad, how does this work? Omalo, the original owner comes and says, Mo'ata osa b'soch shali, what are you doing on my property? V'hu omerlo, and this current resident has no answer except shelo omer li adam davar me'olam. No one told me I'm not allowed to be here. Ein a chazaka, that's not considered a chazaka. The concept of chazaka was that if a person is there for 3 years and no one has complained and he has a claim as to why he's here. He says, for example, as the Mishnah continues, shemachartali, you sold it to me. Shanasatali b'matani, you gave it to me as a gift. Avicha machrali, your father. It's been in your family, but your father sold it to me. Avicha nasanali b'matana, he gave it to me as a gift. Harezu chazaka, that's a good chazaka, because it has to come with a claim. Finally, v'abam mishum yirusha, if a person comes as an inheritance, he doesn't have to know all the details as to how his father got it. As long as his father was there for a period of time, and he's now been there for 3 years, no one has complained. His claim is simply, it was my father's, I don't know exactly how, but it was his, and I've been here for 3 years without any complaints. That's enough of a claim, because a person is not obligated to know all the details of his father's business as to how he acquired this field. Regarding the first part of the Mishnah, a person does not have a taina. He has no claim as to why he's there. Eina chazaka, it's not considered a valid chazaka, asks the Gemara. Pshita, of course not. The whole concept of chazaka was only that we're validating whatever claim he is by saying he's been here 3 years, no complaints. He's probably right. Why didn't anyone complain if it really wasn't his? But if he has no claim, so why are we supposed to give it to him? There's an original owner. Mahu detema. I would have thought. Hai gavra mizvin zovnale, really, there was a sale here. Hayara. Ushtara havale v'irches, and really there was a document, and it got lost. V'hai deka omar hochi, and the reason he's saying, well, no one told me anything, and he's not saying, I had a document regarding the sale, and I lost it. Savar, that's because he's thinking, I'amina mizvezovna, if I say that I bought it, Amrili, they're going to tell me, ach v'shtorech, show me your document. That's not a good claim. If you bought it, where's your document? Hilkach, therefore, leima le'anan, maybe we should claim for him, or lead him on. Dilma shtara v'loch v'irches. Maybe you had a document and you got it and it got lost, and we're going to try to get him to say the claim that actually would work, which is that he bought it and he lost his document, which after 3 years is halachically understandable that he misplaced it because he thought no one would make any claims anymore. I would think that perhaps this is a fulfillment of the words of Mishlei, open the mouth of the mute person. Try to help him out. Kamash Malon comes along our Mishnah and tells us that we don't do that. If he can't come up with the valid claim, we let this ride, and without a claim, he's not going to be able to keep the property. He's going to lose it. Rashbam points out, if you'd like to see it, it's about 10 lines into the wide lines. Kamashmalan, di'ita'in ta'aninan lei. If he would now claim that claim, we would accept it. Meaning, he started out by saying, well, I've been here for 3 years and no one said anything to me. And this guy says, yeah, but it's been my land. If he would say, yes, and you sold it to me, but I lost my documentation, we would still accept that claim, even though it wasn't his original claim. Says Rashbam, Sham Inon Mehocha. We learn from here, Di'avet Toinochi, if he would claim this, Me'amninon Le, we would accept it. Because such an application of claims, it's not considered going back on what he originally said. He's not contradicting what he originally said. He originally said, I've been here 3 years and no one has said anything. And now he's saying, and I bought it from you, but I lost my documentation. There's nothing contradictory here. It is true that his original claim sounded a little bit lame. Well, no one said anything to me. But it's not contradictory to what he's saying now, and therefore we would accept it all. The only thing that our Gemara is telling us that we won't do is we won't lead him on to claim that he had a document. The Gemara is telling us that's not an application of valid assisting a person who's handicapped. This is something he has to come up with on his own. The Gemara continues with a fascinating case, which on some level is a chazakah she'eini mataino. It's a chazakah that does not have a claim per se associated with it. I say a claim per se. It's not the classic claim of I bought it, the classic claim of you gifted it to me. It's an interesting claim. Rav Onan shako bidka ba'arei. Rav Onan had a flood that took away the fence from his property that divided his property from the neighbors. When he rebuilt the fence, he accidentally placed the fence partly on his friend's property, meaning he ended up being masig gvul. He ended up acquiring, so to speak, part of his friend's land. Also, the kameder of Nachman, they came as a din Torah in front of Rav Nachman. The neighbor obviously was claiming back his land. Amalei zilhadar. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Onan, you have to give back the land. You have to rebuild the fence. It could be, by the way, that rebuilding the fence was a big expense. Who knows? But Rav Onan claims, I'm not sure that I have to redo the fence and I need to discuss this. Says Rav Onan, V'achziki li, I have a chazaka now because my fence was built in his land and he didn't object. Omale. So Rav Nachman said, Kaman, 1 second, you don't have a 3 year chazaka. You have a few days of chazaka. So you think we're going to go, Kurav Yehuda, Rabbi Yishmael, the Amri Koba, Fanav La'al, to have a chazaka that when you do something on the other person's property in front of him, it's considered a chazaka right away? Les Hilchazaka Vasayu, we don't paskin like that. Amalei, Rav Onan further argued, V'ha'ochil, he forgave me. He was mochel. He allowed it to me. Because he was the one who helped me with the fence. Talk about being neighborly. Amalei, Rav Nachman responded to Rav Onan, we have to assume that even though he helped you with the fence, it was by mistake. In other words, right now, we're trying to unravel this. We're not quite sure what the neighbor knew and didn't know. Says Rav Nachman, At Kufeich, you yourself were disoriented. The flood took the markings. You didn't know where to put the fence. You put it in the wrong place. Ihava Yadis, had you known that it was the wrong place, Lo Avadta, you would never put the fence there. Hihichi da'at lo avayadas, just like you didn't know. Hunami lo avayoda. We can assume that he also didn't know, or we should assume that he also didn't know, and that whatever he helped you with the fence was thinking that that's the legitimate place for the fence. But now that we know that it was all done by mistake, the mere fact that, facts be told, he saw and didn't object, it doesn't work. It's like a chazaka she'ini mataina. You're not claiming that he formally gifted it to you or sold it to you. You're just claiming by default it should be yours because this is the way things are, says Rav Nachman. That's not going to work. And it's in the sugya of chazaka she'ini mataina, a chazaka which does not really have a claim associated with it, and so you have to return the land. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.